89.3 HD WRKF in Baton Rouge and WRKF.org. I'm Amy Jeffries. It's Friday, time for some insight. At the end of this month, we're bringing the daily business show Marketplace back to the air here at WRKF, weekdays at 5:30 p.m., and you'll hear the Marketplace Morning Report around this time each hour on weekday mornings. And the return of Marketplace gives us an excuse to talk with host Kai Ryssdal about how Louisiana fits into the bigger economic picture. Welcome, Kai.
Thanks very much, Amy. Great to be here.
You're in your office in Los Angeles today, but you were in New Orleans just last month. It was a quick visit. Did you have time to look around?
I did. I took a little walk through the French Quarter. I think I was in town for about 18 hours just because, they get me out to visit people, and then they like to get me back in and put me on the air. But it's always great to get to New Orleans and down to that part of the country, because one of the things about my job is I spend a lot of time locked in a small, soundproof, windowless room with a microphone, and it's always nice to just get out and see what regular people are thinking about the program, about the economy, and what's going on out there.
How does the economy look from a small, windowless studio?
Well, it's all in who you talk to. No, I'll tell you what. I think nationally now the economy is clearly in a recovery. I mean, there are problems, and there are issues, and there are sluggish bits and frothy bits, but by and large, there is a real recovery going on in this economy, which is good news after the 6 years that we've had.
Yeah, certainly New Orleans has been a big boom story in recent years.
Yeah, it was crazy when I was down there. I mean, there's all kinds of things going on there. There's entrepreneurs, vitality all over the place, which is great to see.
So our governor here likes to tout rankings that put Louisiana up there nationally in terms of the business climate. Most recently, it was Chief Executive Magazine ranking Louisiana ninth on its list of the best states for businesses, according to a survey of CEOs. So from where you sit in California as the host of a national business show, what is it that makes a place alluring for businesses and maybe Louisiana in particular, if that's the case?
Well, you know, you could get all into the regulatory environment and the politics of it and the government aspect of what can make places attractive for business. But I think what you have to look for first and foremost are the people. You know, there has to be the entrepreneurial spirit. There has to be the drive, the desire, the want, and in some cases, yeah, absolutely the economic need for entrepreneurship to happen. And I think you've got that in spades down there. I mean, it is this, you guys are in a region that has been self-sufficient, that has been self-starting, that has had adversity, and you know that sometimes you just got to do it. You just got to make it happen. And once you get away from the regulatory aspects and from what the government can or cannot do, I think it fundamentally comes down to people, and that's where you guys are so strong.
Of course, workforce is a big issue nationally, economically. Another statistic that our governor likes to tout is that we have a really low unemployment rate. It's about 4.5% right now, which is the lowest in the South and certainly well below the national average. Is that meaningful in terms of that impression that there's a workforce that's ready to work?
Yeah, you definitely want a low unemployment rate. But the thing you got to have first is you got to have jobs that make sense, right? You have to have decent paying jobs that give people challenges that are fulfilling, that are full time, as opposed to part-time jobs that let you sort of manipulate the numbers a little bit and get yourself a low unemployment rate. Now, I don't know the specifics of the Louisiana unemployment rate. I'm sure the governor's office will call if they hear this and fill me in. But but the point is you have to have the good jobs and the decent jobs and a well-trained workforce that can get those jobs. And then it all sort of falls into line.
Marketplace recently aired a story about the petition to incorporate a new city, St. George, in East Baton Rouge Parish for the sake of getting a separate school district in the southeastern part of the parish. Why is that a business story? And why is it a national business story?
Well, I'll tell you what, and I'll tell you a little secret, and if you promise not to repeat it, I'll share my insight with you. Here's the thing. We at Marketplace, we're not in it for the economics and the business of it, right? We are here to tell stories about business and the economy in a way that people are going to want to listen to so that they make sense for this very important issue in our lives. We go out of our way to find stories that you don't find in other places and tell them the way we can tell them. And that St. George story, if I'm remembering right, because it was a while ago, was a classic example of let's use money as a lens. Let's use the economics of this as a lens and see what it says about people and their towns and their cities and their environment and their society and what we can learn from that. And, you know, education is, if you want to get objective about it, right, it's about money and it's about who gets these really scarce resources and what it has driven people to do in that town of St. George. But it was an interesting piece that is kind of what we do, right? We take money and business and the economy as a lens and then tell stories from it.
So somehow or other, we, with the exception of my mention of unemployment rate numbers, have managed to avoid talking numbers here over
That's
a few
right.
minutes. You know, numbers that they're hard to comprehend when they're blowing past your ears while you're driving down I-10 or doing the dishes, which is why we tend to avoid them in WRKF mm-hmm. newscasts. We edit them out, we round them off. Mm-hmm. But for you at Marketplace, these numbers are not so easy to dodge. So what's the approach? How do you get those digits to roll off your tongue?
Here's the thing. First of all, you have to put them in context, right? Because a number without context is exactly that. It doesn't tell you anything. But the other part is you have to be sparing. You can't get away from them in business and economic news, but you have to remember and know and then use the ones that are important, the ones that matter, the ones that actually tell you something, instead of the ones that come out every week or every 3 days or whatever it is that will give you only the sketchiest impression of what's going on. You know, it's the American economy is a $17 trillion beast, and to try to sum it up in a couple of numbers doesn't do anybody any good.
Kai Ryssdal is the host of Marketplace, which is returning to WRKF at 5:30 p.m. on June 30th. And we will be hearing you do the numbers, Kai.
Excellent. Looking forward to it, Amy.
Thanks a lot. I'm Amy Jeffries. This is 89.3 HD WRKF.